So the dad's kind of cute.
I was thinking that too. Oh my god.
オタク初心者ポッドキャスト。
Hello everyone, welcome to the Otaku Noobs podcast, a podcast where we talk about anime, Japan, Nancy's sleep schedule,
and anything in between.
We're your hosts. I'm Laura.
And I'm Nancy.
And welcome to our Miyazaki Fest 2024. Yes. Today we'll be talking about My Neighbor Totoro.
Is this our third day partying?
Episode 3.
Yep.
My Neighbor Totoro, yep. 1988. Everyone's favorite. For some reason. We liked it, but we have issues.
It was my first time watching it. It was my first time watching it.
Besides, like, little clips, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, in its entirety, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
My kids love it. I could see why, just because they're kids. And they probably see a lot in the sisters. Yeah. Like, in themselves.
It has a cute concept.
Yeah. Maybe I liked it more when I was younger. In my younger days.
I can see that.
Since life has crushed us both.
Well, yeah, no, thanks to this movie, I was just like, geez, I forgot about that pain.
Yeah.
Pain and suffering.
Yeah.
But it's all good. Well, yes.
Realizing your parents... Yeah, immortality.
We don't want to get into that conversation. Let's carry on.
Into anime news. Our dark segue. Studio Ghibli composer, is his name Joe, or are we saying it wrong because it's Japanese? Is it Joe or is it Joe?
I don't know.
But Mr. Hasaishi he's basically going on a world tour. And he's hitting up different symphonies and conducting them.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So he's going to be in the area. It already sold out at the Walt Disney Concert Hall, which is close by. And it's also so fucking expensive. Like, whoa. There's no way. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'd spend the money. But the San Francisco Symphony is going to be playing on my birthday.
Oh, cool.
And he's going to be there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, for like 3 days in September.
Oh,
I know. It's very tempting.
Yeah.
Very tempting. It's like, that's kind of a cool little birthday thing to do. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to see how much the tickets are. And if it's not going to cost us an arm and a leg, we should do it. You know?
Coming to you live.
Yeah. So if you're interested, check it out. See where he's at. He's going to be all over the fucking world.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I hope y'all can catch him. Also... Remember last week how we were talking about Castle in the Sky and how, like, the dub had, like, really controversial stuff?
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to watch it dubbed.
Oh.
And god damn it, does it suck.
Mm.
It's bad.
Unfortunate.
They add music, you know, where there isn't music, and the voices. No offense to James Vanderbeek, because he's a little boy, Pazu.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Ugh. It just wasn't a good fit.
Yeah.
Also... It's hard when you're used to acting and, like, feeding off of other people's energy and you're dubbing and you're by yourself in a booth.
Yeah.
I understand the challenge of that, too.
Yeah, because how are you going to interpret it?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of that.
Yeah. So.
And, yeah, I only watched a little bit. I didn't finish all of it, but I did as much as I could take.
Mm-hmm.
Want to know how long it was? It's a two-hour movie.
Well, yeah.
About 30 minutes.
30 minutes in and you called it quits?
I was like, I can't do this.
That's so funny.
Also, you know, I got stuff to do. But I do want to maybe listen more to see if I could find Andy Dick's voice. Remember we were talking about him?
I forgot about that.
Yeah. I just watched a clip of him from like the 2000s getting carried out of a club.
Well, I remember that.
Yeah. I hope he's okay.
Maybe if you like just look up clips.
Yeah, right?
Or little snippets of him.
Or did he somehow just sneak in there because people can just add whatever on Wikipedia?
Oh, gosh.
Which would be even funnier, I think. But he's probably... he was relevant then. That's all I have for anime news. as we had mentioned.
That was a lot of news.
Yeah.
A lot of updates.
A lot of updates here. We've been all busy gals. So yeah, spoiler warning before we jump in.
Spoilers.
I mean, I don't know. Most people, I feel like, have watched this.
Whatever link you sent me, one of the ones that you just recently sent me, I opened it and it says, be warned, spoilers, click out. I'm like, yeah, click.
scroll. So yeah, if you haven't watched it, we're going to be talking about it. We're going to be spoiling it. So you've been warned.
Yeah. My neighbor Totoro.
Oh, but first, let's take a little break.
Cool.
So you could watch My Neighbor Totoro on Anyway for free, but if you don't like pop-ups, you can watch it on Prime, Google Play, Apple TV for $3.99. We're only going to be talking about Studio Ghibli movies directed and written by Hayao Miyazaki, so.
Yes.
Yeah, we're not doing the whole catalog.
Forget about it, you'll lose me.
Even though there's some of them that we're not going to be covering that I liked. Mm-hmm. Like The I'm Secret sure World of Arrietty.
We can sprinkle them in here and there,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. I'm like, maybe we'll do, like, you know, the other one, Off the Rack. Yeah. No, they're not. I like a lot of them, too. So, mm-hmm. You know, we will. We'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why not? Just not now.
Not now.
Yeah.
No.
I think we are doing the best, though. Maybe.
So far.
Bangers. Yeah. All right.
So
well,
far, yeah.
Let's jump into My Neighbor Totoro with some facts.
So, written and directed by Hayao Miyazaki, released July 13th, 1990 in USA, here in the States, and then April 16th, 1988 in Japan. The runtime is 1 hour and 26 minutes, which isn't that bad.
No.
Last week.
Mm-hmm.
And then the music was by Joe Saishi. Yeah. And then the genres is fantasy. The budget was $3.7 million.
Yo.
And the box office was $41 million. Jeez.
Huge profits. Yeah.
The ratings on AniWave.
Oh, whoops. Blank. It was a 9.10.
9.10?
My bad. Yeah, it was a 9.10.
And then IMDb was 8.1 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 93%.
This movie was released.
It was 7.9.
I was going to say an 8, yeah, just because my kids like it, but yeah. Mm-hmm. 7.9 sounds about right.
Yeah, 7.9.
Yeah, so this movie was originally released as a double feature in 1988, and it was paired up with Grave of the Firefly, which we're not going to be doing because I don't want to scar you, Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. Like I was mentioning earlier today, I could see why people like this movie, because you watch Grave of the Firefly. Graves with the Fireflies first, and it just breaks you.
Oh.
Because it's literally just kids surviving as orphans during World War II.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to watch. Child starvation.
Yeah.
And then you see this shit. Mm-hmm. It's the complete opposite. It's just years later.
Put a lot of perspective into this.
Yes, and that's the whole thing about these, like, double features. Yeah.
That's pretty intense.
So I could see, like, if you do watch as a double feature, it's going to be, like, an amazing double feature.
Mm-hmm.
But on its own, yeah, 7.9, 8.
Yeah, you know.
It's a cute little story. Slice of life.
There it is.
And I got plenty of life. I don't... Another slice? No, thank you. Just a couple little more trivia for this movie. Totoro is now compared to, like, the status of Winnie the Pooh, which is pretty wild because people do know that. Mm-hmm. So much more that, like, he made a little cameo in Toy Story 3, but not Toy Story 4 because of licensing problems. That's really funny. He is now the official mascot for Studio Ghibli.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. I'm not sure. I thought I wrote down when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. And also, back to my notes over here, we just watched, like, a little bootleg version of this, but it's, like, I guess you can call it the sequel to this movie. And it's, what's it called? It's May and the Kitten Bus. And it's a 13-minute film that only plays at the Studio Ghibli amusement park in Japan.
Mm.
But we saw it in between people as if it, like, we had the child's perspective.
Yeah, yeah.
It was very badly recorded, but we saw it. It was cute.
You saw several heads in the audience.
Yes. I'm telling you, it's like we were the children at the amusement park. So, should we mention the English dub cast? I don't know. Did you notice any honorable mentions?
Didn't look it up, to be honest. I didn't really care to know.
Let's look it up.
I mean, I guess out of curiosity, but I don't think I would watch it.
I listen to it in the car a lot because we have the DVD player, and I hear it, but I don't recognize.
Let's see now that you see the list if you actually can, you know.
Dakota Fanning. Yeah. Oh, the girl. Oh, and then her sister, Elle Fanning.
Oh, okay.
They're the sisters. Oh, I hear it now. I just watched an SVU episode with Elle Fanning.
That's cute. I like that.
That's cute, right? Mm-hmm. Let's see. Who else? I don't recognize anybody else. Do you want to see the list?
What are the names? Just throw them out there.
Paul Butcher as Kanta, which is a little boy. Uh-huh. Steve Carmer, Kanta's father. Satsuo, is that the dad? Tim Daly, is that his name? Leah Salonga? Is that? I don't know. I'm so sorry. I'm messing up everyone's name. I really don't recognize anybody besides the two little girls.
The Fanning sisters. Yeah,
the Fanning sisters. Yeah. Sorry. We don't watch a lot of TV. But, I mean, from what I hear, I don't get to see it because I just hear it in the car. But it's, you know, it's not terrible.
Okay.
All right. Let's grab our umbrellas and head into the forest.
Yay.
To find Totoro.
Let's go play in some rain. Taking place in 1950s Japan, university professor Tatsuo Kusakabe and his two daughters, Satsuki and Mei, are moving into an old house in the country to be closer to the hospital where their mother, Yasuko, is recovering from a long-term illness. Satsuki and Mei find that the house is inhabited by tiny animated dust creatures called suit sprites. What are those called? Like sawa something?
In like Spanish?
No.
Oh.
In the actual anime.
It sounded like you're speaking Spanish.
Like in the movie. No. Suit sprites?
They're just like basically like dust bunnies
they're
or something.
Susu.
I don't remember what they call
it. Or something like that.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, those guys. They're small, dark, dust like house spirits. Seen when moving from light to dark places.
They're cute.
While the girls can see them, their father can't. However, an elderly woman that takes care of the house, whom the girls called Granny, tells them that she actually used to see the suit spirits when she was about their age. She explains that they live in old empty houses and cover the place with dirt. When a family moves into the house, they move out and find a new home.
Yeah, they skedaddle.
Yeah. So soon they all get to work and clean the house. They start to unpack. Later on, Granny's grandson and their new neighbor, Kanta, comes by with a basket, but acts shy around Satsuki.
I like when he meets her, when he sees her drive by, because it's like the prettiest thing he ever saw.
Uh-huh. A little crush. So when the girls become comfortable in their new house, giggling, hanging out with the dad, the suit spirits leave the house. They drift into the way, they like just drift away in the wind. They're like, all right, our job is done here.
I also like their little house. It's so adorable. It is falling apart, but
yeah.
It's a cute fixer-upper.
Nice little haunted house.
And I like, exactly. I like the family, too.
They're all okay with it too.
Yeah, they're like, this is kind of cool.
Yeah. So you see the suit spirits or sprites or whatever.
Fly away.
They fly away. They're floating towards the comfort tree, which is their true home. And it's this giant tree.
Yeah, and it's like a forest of shrubbery all around it.
Yeah.
Soon they go to the hospital to visit mom. Who is improving. And mom has like, it's not said, but it's kind of like tuberculosis, right? I'm assuming.
Yeah.
So the doctors say that she'll be able to come home in like 2 weeks. So everyone's excited, and the next day Satsuki starts class with her new school, and she made a new friend, and her name is Michiko. While their dad, well, he grades papers, Mei goes off exploring. It's really cute too, because she's all dressed up. She's like, how do I look? Yeah, where are you going? And she's like, I'm going out. I'm 4 years old. And I know it's different in Japan than it is here, and it's probably safe as fuck over there. Mm-hmm. But it's just wild to me.
This is also taking place in 1950.
Okay. She sees two like white rabbit like kind of little creatures in the grass, and she decides to follow underneath the house. She like she's running around after these things. It's so she discovers that these two small like magical creatures who led her through the briar patch and into like the hollow camper tree, which is like the huge ass forest next to them. Mm-hmm. She meets and befriends like the larger version of these little spirits, which identifies itself with a series of roars, and she interprets it as Totoro. And I was wondering if he was trying to like scare her, and she's just like, no. So she falls asleep on top of the large Totoro, and they take like a little cat nap together. And that's when Satsuki gets home, and she goes looking for her and finds her, that she's just like asleep inside like the dense briar, like this little clearing, and it's like this cool little like hiding spot that we all would have loved as kids. So despite many attempts, Mei's unable to show her family like to Totoro's trees. She's upset. She's like, I'm not lying. And I like how the dad comforts her and tells her that like, we believe you, and you probably just met like, what did he say, the king of the forest. Mm-hmm. You know, this, you just, you're lucky enough to meet one of these spirits.
Right.
And that Totoro only reveals himself to who he wants to. Mm-hmm. So when the family, they go decide to like pay their respects to the tree, and like the hole is gone to where like the kids, where she got in, you know?
Yeah.
So while Satsuki is disappointed, she's assured that she will see him if she's lucky enough to.
I like that he's not dismissive, you know, and he's like, yeah, let's go check this out.
Yeah. I like that too, that he believes
it. You're not
crazy. Yeah. Because a lot of parents would just be like, shut up, get inside.
Satsuki leaves Mei with Kanta's parents and Granny for the day. However, towards the end of the day, Granny and Mei are outside. Mei doesn't seem to really like Granny, huh? Like, she kind of just reacts to her. So Granny and Mei are outside the schoolhouse, and it turns out that Mei has been crying and wouldn't stop until she saw Satsuki. She tells Mei she has to go with Granny since their father is teaching at the university and she has school. And she just started the school, right? Despite her assurance, Mei wants to stay with her sister. So after talking to her teacher, Mei's welcome to stay and is given, you know, some crayons and paper.
It's a cute scene.
Yeah. She's just hanging out, drawing little pictures. I like she thought she's drawing Totoro, like, yeah, this little, you know.
I love how happy she is when she's sitting in between them.
I know, right? How everyone's reacting to her.
Yeah, everyone's watching.
Satsuki is slightly embarrassed though by it. At the end of the school day, it begins to rain. The girls make a run for it, but Mei actually trips and gets mud all over her face and dress. The girls end up waiting in a temple until the rain kind of lightens up. And as they're waiting, Kanta walks by and gives the girls his umbrella and runs home.
That's so cute.
Yeah. The girls are obviously grateful. Once they finally get home, she works on her homework and Mei does some art. So she does more of her little drawings. Soon it's time to pick up their dad from the bus stop. But first, they drop off the umbrella that Kanta let them borrow.
I like that scene too with his mom.
Right? Kanta's mom is glad to hear that he didn't forget it, but that he had given it to the girls.
Yeah, because he comes home and he's wet, and he's like, what kind of boy forgets his umbrella on a rainy day? Like, right. He had it going in. Yeah.
Yeah. But that she finds out why. You know?
He's a sweet kid.
Yeah. The girls head to the bus stop, but their father is not on. They're waiting there for a while.
Yeah, because the bus shows up and he's like a no-show.
Satsuki asks Mei if she wants to go wait with Granny, but Mei says no.
I think Mei just wants to be with sister. It's like she definitely adopted like the mother role there.
She just feels more comfortable with her.
Yeah.
So they continue waiting for their father, but the bus never shows. They start to grow worried as time wears on and it becomes dark. As they wait, Mei eventually falls asleep on Tsutsuki's back and Totoro appears. He's hanging out beside them, allowing Tsutsuki to see him for the first time. That was cute.
Yeah.
He only has a leaf on his head, which is the only thing protecting him from the rain. So Satsuki offers him the umbrella she had taken along for her father. Totoro is delighted as both the shelter and the sounds made upon it by the falling raindrops. He likes it so much that he begins to jump and makes all the drops fall down, fall on the umbrella, and lets out a huge roar. That's kind of creepy.
He like hops and the whole forest comes down.
With all that ruckus, he wakes up Mei and the rain stops. Soon another bus comes, but it's a bus shaped like a giant cat known as the cat bus. In gratitude, he gives the girl a bundle of nuts and seeds. I like the little...
The little bundle, yeah.
Little bundle, yeah. Totoro boards the bus, taking the umbrella. Tsutsuki is in shock and wonders what they'll tell their father about this umbrella. But shortly after that, the father arrives and explains that the train was crowded, so he had to wait for the next bus. They tell him what they saw and are in excitement as well. Then they head home. So they're reassuring the dad that this is all real.
You know that in Japan, that's one of the most common things that are stolen?
Umbrellas?
Uh-huh.
That's so, so funny.
Like, you leave it, like, you know, one of the rain, like, umbrella racks outside, yeah, like a mini mart. Odds are...
It rains a lot.
It rains a lot, so you might, yeah, not get it back. Yeah. Isn't there a...
Come-ups.
I think there's a Yamishibai episode, that horror anime.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, about, like, the cursed umbrella.
That is so funny.
Yeah. So it could stop people from stealing umbrellas. You'll get cursed. So Satsuki writes to her mother and tells her everything that happened that day. It's really cute, too, like, the little drawing she does. So the girls decide to plant the seeds that they got from Totoro. They aren't growing, and Mei's watching them every day, waiting for them to sprout. And a few days later, the girls are asleep, awaken around like midnight to find Totoro and his little miniature colleagues engaged in kind of like this ceremonial dance around the planted nuts and seeds. And the girls decide to join in, and whereupon the seeds decide to sprout and grow, and they kind of like combine into these enormous trees. And Totoro takes, I like how he says, his colleagues and the girls for a ride on his magical top. I'm like, what is happening? Am I drugged? It's very dreamlike.
Yeah.
So they become the wind blowing across like the lawn, and they're playing a flute with Totoro that Totoro gives them from the tree. So it's like I said, it's just very wild, very dreamlike. Mm-hmm. In the morning, the tree is gone, but the seeds have started to sprout, which means that they weren't dreaming after all. Mm-hmm. So that's fucking wild.
It's a fucking dream for sure.
Yeah, dude.
I've had dreams like that.
I've had dreams where I'm flying, but it's not really flying. It's like, yeah, jump high like and you float down. Yeah, exactly. I'm not on a giant top with a rabbit cat like forest spirit and his colleagues.
Yeah, they're all in suits.
You know, my boss, he wants to go out. I gotta stay out with him.
Sometime later, the girls are helping Granny harvest some vegetables, and Mei wants to give her mom the corn she picked. But after a while, I'm like, just give up the fucking corn already.
My kids are, they start with the whole, I like corn.
Hanta arrives with a telegram for the girls. Find out from a telegram that mom's hospital wants them to call the doctor, and they're freaking out.
Yeah, it's so sad.
It is. It's a very,
very, very such sad, a like a nice little moment,
right?
Eating veggies.
Kanta takes Satsuki to his uncle's house to use a phone so she can call the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And Mei follows after them. She told her to stay with Granny, but she follows them despite all of that. And Mei gets separated and runs into a goat. And the goat's like, give me the fucking corn now.
And May's like, no, it's for my mom. And the goat's like, bah. was great.
Yeah. So Suzuki contacts her father and says he'll call the number and get back to her. As it turns out, a planned visit by Yasuko has to be postponed because of a setback in her treatment, which means she won't be coming home that weekend.
Yeah.
So Suzuki, disappointed and worried, tells Mei the bad news, which Mei doesn't take well. This leads to an argument between the two, ending in Suzuki angrily yelling at Mei and stomping off. And this is like her first, like...
She's just overwhelmed.
Exactly. So Mei starts to cry and Kanta walks with her.
It's sad because she's like yelling at her. She's like, why are you being such a baby? You need to grow up. It's like, she's 4.
I know. But also, Suzuki's only
she's
like
growing
nine.
Up. Yeah. She's realizing a lot and is growing up a lot in these little moments.
The girls go to just different parts of the house to be alone. And they're just both laying there all sad.
Yeah, they're realizing about the mortality.
Right. So while Suzuki helps Granny with the laundry, she assured their mom will be home next Saturday. But Suzuki points out that was the same news they got each time. So it's
just like, yeah, she'll be back in 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks.
Yeah, and, exactly. Yeah. She's not dumb.
Yeah.
She becomes really upset and worried that her mom may die. After seeing her sister upset, Mei decides to walk to the hospital to bring her mom the card.
I like that little moment. She's just like, she's a girl of action. And she really believes that the corn will help because Totoro is like watching them and blessing it.
Yeah.
It's sweet.
Bless this corn here.
It's corn. So Mei's disappearance prompts Suzuki, Granny, and all the neighbors to search for her. The whole little village really goes ham, you know? Mm-hmm. So Suzuki asks everyone to see if they've seen her, and they're shocked that Mei, who is only 4 years old, actually tried to walk over 3 hours to get to the hospital. It starts to become dark, so scary, and Suzuki and the neighbors become even more worried. And eventually, Suzuki, she's like running all over the effing place. She's stopping people. She's, she threw herself in front of some like little, it's not a motorcycle. It's just a bike with like the tiniest little motor. Mm-hmm. She threw herself in front of it to see if they seen her, and nothing. So she returns back and she goes to the camper tree and pleads with Totoro, like, I need your help. And she gives him the lowdown, and delighted to be of assistance, he summons the cat bus. He's like, you gave me an umbrella. This is amazing. Let me call the cat bus. The cat bus shows up and, you know, he switches his little bus sign to go find Mei and carries Suzuki and takes her to where Mei is like lost and she's just sitting there, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's literally the middle of nowhere in the countryside. So having rescued her, they get back on the cat bus and they get like whisked away to their mother in the hospital. So the girls are sitting up like in the perch of a tree outside the hospital and they're like eavesdropping on the conversation between the parents. And they like find out that the hospital, like it was nothing. The hospital just like sent a telegram saying like, mom has a cold. Mm-hmm. Otherwise she's doing fine. It was just literally a little update and it like, it just became this huge thing like out of, you know, for no reason. So the mother's even like, I can't believe the doctors even sent a telegram to you guys. Like, it's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. So the girls are like relieved about their mom and they like secretly leave the ear of corn right there on the windowsill. Mm-hmm. And the parents like discover it, you know? You get the whole, how did this get here moment. And they return home in the cat bus and the cat bus like departs and it disappears from the sight, you know, of mm-hmm. the girls. And in that moment, that's when like Granny's happy and Mei's safe and everything's fine. Kanta apologizes because he's been a dick and the movie ends, right?
Wasn't there like a message or something carved into the corn?
Probably.
Yeah, there was something carved into it.
I'll look it up right now.
Yeah.
But, and then we, in the end credits, you see Mei and Suzuki's mother return home. And like you get like a little montage of the kids playing with like other kids and Totoro and other shit.
Right.
And yeah, our movie ends. Okay, so that was My Neighbor Totoro. And
7.9.
Final thoughts? 7.9?
Yep.
Yeah. Let me write that down. I don't have a pen nearby, but 7.9 for My Neighbor Totoro. I like the music probably the most.
It's an emotional movie if you have a connection to it, you know?
That's why I think if you should try watching it as a double feature. Mm-hmm. Put yourself through that first movie. Yeah. And then watch this one, and it could make a really good double feature. Contrasting themes and both stories, children growing up fast.
You know, it was a nice little watch.
Yeah.
Out of the three we've watched so far, it's definitely not one of my favorites.
One of the comments I wrote down while watching it, I was like, where the F is Totoro? Like, there's not enough Totoro.
You get him like three times. And
this is Your Neighbor Totoro? Yeah, you see how many How many times?
I agree with that.
Yeah. Not enough Totoro for me. I would like a little more.
Probably so. Fucking...
The hype.
Merch and hype and shit you see everywhere.
Yeah. You think he was the star of the movie.
Yeah. I thought it was supposed to be Mickey Mouse here.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. As they say, you know, people... I'm reading a comment off of Annie Wave, and this is NYX. It says, honestly, I have a lot of mixed feelings about this movie. It was cute and comfortable to watch, but I wouldn't say I enjoyed it very much. However, I'm fine watching it once.
Yes, me too.
Yeah.
Unless it's like playing in the background, but I wouldn't rewatch it.
My kids love this movie, and I'm very curious to ask them why.
It's the little relationship, you know?
Yeah.
The sisters and their adventures and...
Yeah, it has to be that.
Yeah.
Dan Studios, they said, I came to the comments to find
like
someone...
Dan's Studio?
No, like Dan's. Dan like Studio. Dan. D-A-N-S. Dan's. Dan's Studio. Yeah. I came here to find the comments to find someone with the same feeling as me with the movie. Sorry, the movie was good. Don't take me wrong. But it was just... .. I must say, I was hoping to watch more of Totoro in the movie, but he barely appeared, or at least not as much as you would expect. Mm. I like it, so don't misunderstand. And then evil_Naruto said, they said, the movie was set in countryside Japan in the 1950s. It seems like a great experience to go through it like this.
Right.
Yeah. Miyazaki based it a lot on his own experience. Mm-hmm. Growing up, his mother was also, like, ill with tuberculosis. They moved to the countryside to see if it would help her, but unfortunately she did, because, you know, she did sadly pass away.
Yeah.
So, and that also makes me sad, because it's, here he gave it a happy ending, like.
Well, yeah.
You know, something he probably would have wanted.
If you've had that experience, like, you can connect with the movie in that sense. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it's a movie, and he did really well with it to, like, interpret, like, you know, his feelings and what
so,
he went through.
Mr. Stuff Doer, he said, the point of the movie...
Okay.
So the point of the movie is... those feelings, mm-hmm. you know, like feeling those feelings.
Right.
So saying that you weren't a fan of this movie is basically saying that you didn't like the fact that it make you feel those things.
Yeah, but see, not everyone and then, has had those.
And then someone responded to him, Lento.
We can go all day with this one.
Oh, yeah. So he's basically mocking Mr. Stuff Doer. He's like, I'm telling you what you are feeling and thinking, not because you know... it's better for you or some shit. Just dumb shit. They're just going back and forth.
Yes, exactly.
And then somebody else put, I've never seen a stupider comment in my life. And it just gets getting better and better. So if you want to...
I would get lost in those.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I do. So it's funny that I'm like, thumbs up, starting a fight.
Jeez. Yeah. Coming from Laura here.
It's really funny.
Get out. She's
fucking
chomping on popcorn, guys.
Nerds. But it's just funny to argue. It's like we all have different tastes. You know, that's that. Yeah, Nancy, you're right.
7.9, guys.
I in the beginning I made another little connection to that Yamishibai. It's just because Japan, they're all, you know, the culture has so much like superstition to it, just like us, you know, Mexican culture, so much superstition. Do you remember we watched it during Halloween? It was the Yamishibai episode where they're having that ceremony where everybody stays up all night laughing to keep away the evil spirits.
Oh, yeah.
And the dad mentions that in that creepy bathtub scene.
Oh, Oh yeah, that's why. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's like laughing, and it's like, yeah, you laugh to keep the bad spirits out. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh my god, that episode is so creepy to me because they wear those laughing creepy masks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They enhance their mouths too.
Yeah. Huge when they're like Joker mm-hmm. smile.
And it's like chill. 90s
Batman. Funny. Yeah. It's like a hysterical laughter, which makes it scarier in that
right.
in that one. Yeah. If not, it's going to eat you.
Ew.
Yeah, and that's what happens to that little boy. Spoiler! Mm-hmm. He didn't get the happy ending for My Neighbor Totoro.
Oh, gosh. What are we doing again for next week?
Next week, it's going to be 1989, Kiki's Delivery Service.
Oh, okay. I've seen that one.
Yeah?
Yeah, I saw it with you.
When?
I don't know. You know what? I think we were
decades ago.
We were driving home from some, trip.
And we were watching it?
Yeah.
Oh, in my car.
Yeah. At least okay. I watched it.
With the kids, probably.
Yeah, I was back there like, okay.
Yeah. She's a witch. There's bread. Look, it's literally, there's witches, there's cats, there's bread.
Yeah.
More flying.
There it is.
Nerdy little boys with glasses.
Next week.
Oceanside Town.
All of this next week.
Yes. Don't forget to follow us online. Oh my god, I don't know why I got so stuck. On the web.
On the web.
I've been watching a lot of 2000 shit. I'm sorry. So don't forget to follow us at Otaku Noobs Pod on mostly everything.
Everything on the web.
Yeah, on the web. Don't forget to give us 5 stars. Review. We really appreciate 5 stars. We'll become your buddies online. Message us. Give us suggestions. And let us know what you liked about this movie.
Yay.
Because, I mean, we liked it, but
yeah.
Let us know what it means to you.
Right.
All right. Unless there's anything else you want to add.
No, I think we're good.
We're good?
Yeah.
You want to take your nap and go hang out with Totoro?
That's what it is. I want to lay on his belly.
Oh, I know.
Big, just, giant, puffy.
Do you have a big, fluffy pillow or something like that?
And just kind of,
yeah.
Jump and lay on it like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to do after this, guys. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, let's go. Hey, let's go. I'm happy as can be. Let's go. Rock the wheel for me. Ready, set, come on, let's go. Foxes and the badgers who all come out to play. They all want to explore the deep and wonderful woods all day. Look at all my many friends. Ready, set, let's go. Look at all my many friends. Ready, set, let's go.